Well, I think this is probably a good start actually to use Meta actually, because here we are sort of I think 20 minutes late into the session, which is kind of fun. Why not? Have a smile. Can find the funny side of it. So that's very, very useful, of course, in meditation as well, because unfortunately people take meditation a bit too seriously sometimes. So it's kind of nice to remember this sort of relax. Calm, can take it easy. We don't have to try to be anyone or try to get anywhere when we're meditating. And that's kind of the problem. So we can just enjoy it. Why not? So, that probably can do the introduction and we'll lead straight in. Probably one of the first things we'll do for the meditation, though, is we'll just spend 1 or 2 minutes getting a feel for the environment that we're sitting in. Which is great because most of you are sitting at home. In the old days we used to do this at Armidale Hospital, so it would be an unusual sight for many people. But because it's at home now, this has a lot of advantage, especially if you're in a place that you normally meditate. So that's a big plus. So what we'll do is we'll just close our eyes and just get a feel for the room, the space that we're sitting in. And just get a feel for the energy of it. Might be a warm, familiar place, somewhere that you can relax. And it doesn't really matter if, clothes are a little bit crooked where you'd normally try to be nice and neat and tidy at in public. So it's nice. This is a time we can relax. And as we do this, we just settle into the chair, nice and comfy. If you need to adjust your legs or adjust any part of you, please do so. And take advantage of the fact that you're at home. You're in a place that you can relax. And really settle in. And now focus on your head and your face and just relax all the muscles there. Might be useful to give your face a bit of a wiggle, and that releases a lot of tension stored in those muscles. Have a bit of a smile. And then move to your shoulders and your neck. Sometimes a lot of tightness stored there. You can give them a light shrug if you need to, or give them a wiggle, just to help them relax. Now focused on your chest area. And relax there too. How is your breathing? Is it becoming calmer or is it becoming tighter? Use this time just to relax your breathing and your chest as well. And then move your awareness to your tummy and make it soft and gentle. Because we're at home, we don't have to pretend to sit upright and be all tight and formal. Here we can relax. And now relax your arms. If you need to move your elbows or readjust your hands, please do so. Now relax your legs. Sink into the chair and just relax. If you wish to move your feet or just readjust them, try to find the best place for them to be comfortable. Now recheck your body just in case the tension has shifted somewhere else. Sometimes the body hides tension and hides it where you're not looking. Take a few moments just to investigate. How can we make this more calm and relaxed? Now, imagine sending metta, kindness, to the room. Fill the room with kindness. This might seem strange, sending it to an inanimate object, but you're in that room. So it includes you too. Use that relaxation, that calm, gentle feeling, to propel that kindness and metta throughout the entire room. Or you can say, may everyone in this room be happy. You might not just be yourself, you may have someone else in your room, or a pet, or a cat, or a dog, and include them as well. You can continue to use any words you wish to spread this kindness, or just spread the feeling. This is the place that you live. So it's good to have good energy in that place. Now extend the metta to the rooms around you. Are there people in those rooms? Or pets? Include them too. May everyone in this house be happy. May everyone in this home have good health and ease and happiness. If it feels like this is too big a space to start with, you can just focus on a room where you know there's someone you like. Might be the room next door, or the kitchen, or the lounge, the family room, anywhere. Fill the home with energy and kindness. And now with that same energy, return to your body and to the room you're in. And check your body once again to make sure there's no tension arising and that it's more relaxed. Sometimes when our mind goes outwards, tension can sneak back in. So use these moments just to relax again. And relax deeper. And hopefully, the metta might have grown. How wonderful it is to fill this home with kindness. How wonderful it is to be in a place where there is kindness. If you like, you can imagine sending waves of kindness throughout the house. Or you can visit each room over and over and leave a gift of kindness in each room. Continue to share this kindness with yourself and everyone in your home and your family.
If it helps, you can imagine and remember the wonderful times you've had in your space, in your house. And a feeling of that happiness. And you can spread that throughout the room and yourself and everyone. And now, imagine somewhere in your home that you felt slightly uncomfortable. There might be a space in your home which has sad energy or angry energy. Might have been a place that you don't feel comfortable. And fill that space with kindness. Fill that space with good energy. As if the whole home is filled with kindness, a place that you can be at ease and happy. A place that is a refuge, your sanctum, and a place where others can be safe too, and others that you live with can be happy in this space. You can even imagine this kindness being light and spreading throughout the whole room, the whole home. And now send this kindness to other people's homes, to your friends and your relatives. Spread it to anywhere you feel that it needs it. And now, bring that kindness back into the room that you're sitting, and include yourself in that kindness. Let that good energy spread throughout the entire room. And in a few seconds, we'll end the meditation. So begin to become more aware of yourself sitting in the chair and the space of the room. And when you're ready, you may open your eyes. Are you back online? Huh? Hello! First time I've ever used this kind of thing, so it's kind of very unfamiliar.
Maybe in any experience. Huh. Yeah, that was...
Aha. Uh-huh.
Thank you, Venerable.
I'm getting the thumbs up from one of the other monks who's doing the recording, so that's obviously a good sign. Does anybody have any questions or have anything they'd like to talk about or any comments?
I'd like to make one comment, and that was just that the concept of leaving a gift of kindness in each room, I thought was beautiful. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. It is really nice to be able to, because we live in our homes or our rooms or here in the monastery, our huts and everything else, and it becomes an ordinary space. It becomes a space where we don't even look at anymore. And so, we talk about mindfulness and awareness and everything else, and we don't even pay attention to the space that we're in. So it's lovely just to come back and to give a bit of boost to the space that we're in. The technician is tinkering. I don't know. Sort of works. Anyone have any more questions?
They can't hear you. Say something.
How about that? Is that working now?
Just keep on talking.
We can hear you, Venerable.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Just giving you talk.
Keep on talking. Well, it's part of the training, I suppose, is to sit in front of a camera and start talking. Well, in that light, one of the nice things was as well, that there's a line in the text that talks about an ornament of the mind, which is quite a lovely idea, actually. It's kind of something that makes the mind beautiful. And that can be a happy memory. It can be sort of a pleasant experience. Often it's sharing, giving, metta, of course, is a very good one. Compassion is a very good one. And these things add beauty to the mind. But they also add beauty to the space that you're in as well. And other people can feel that. And that's always a very, very nice thing. The complication, of course, sometimes that, particularly in the monastery, it's sometimes a bit tricky, is that we're not always able to pick up on it in other people because we're quite in solitude a lot. But other people can feel it, and we can feel it in ourselves. So it's... Uh-huh. So it's the idea of happy memories and that kindness that makes the mind beautiful is a very special thing. So, yeah. The point of meditation, really,
It's to come back to ourselves. And in order to do that, we need to have a good relationship with ourselves. So that's the benefit, of course, of having metta to ourselves, is we're not so alien to ourselves. Because, again, like the home, it's we can be alien in the space that we live. You know, we come home from work and we just, you know, this is just a place that we live, and, you know, the kitchen's over there and the bedroom's over there and the TV's over there and that's it. But it's not actually a space that we are. It's not a space that we live in. So it's an opportunity to come back to that space. It's the meditation helps in many ways that we all have complications in life now and again. We all get tired, we all get frustrated, we all have problems in the world, busy at work and everything else. And really, home is the place that, in a perfect situation, is where we can rest and recuperate. You know, a busy day at work, facing the traffic, coming home, then all the problems and all the things we have to think about, this is a time that we can just relax. And relaxing can be done in a lot of ways in the home. Some people, you may remember, I enjoy cooking, so cooking was always a fun way to relax and be creative and explore. Some people have their hobby room where they do arts and crafts and other things. There's spaces where you can unwind. Ah. This is making all kinds of beeps and strange things. I have no idea what that means. So anyone have any questions or any thoughts on that? Anything they'd like to share, maybe?
Venerable.
Yeah.
Could you perhaps tell us a little bit about your favorite spot to meditate? You know, what you do to get into, a mood or a situation in which you're comfortable to sit down and meditate for a while?
Mm. Good question. I usually pick the same spot in my room to meditate, and it's actually on the bed, so I just sit on the mattress. It's actually a camp mattress, but that's basically what I use. Particularly in winter, in the forest here, it's very cold. So you need a lot of kit, basically, to prevent the cold from coming up through the floor. So it's very good just to sit on the mattress. And you can lean up against a pillow and everything else and just settle in. And that's very nice. The mood, though, it does depend. The way the mind works is it needs different things at different times. It's kind of ironic, because one of the things that popped in my head sort of the other day is that old definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over and expecting a different result every time. Similar thing is doing the same thing over and over and over but expecting it to be the same every time. That doesn't work either. So the important thing is to when you settle, is to say, what do I really need? What do I feel right now? Do I need relaxation meditation? Do I need something to lift the mind, such as metta or compassion or something else, or recollection of all the good things I've done and all good things that we've done? Ah, can you still hear me? Oh, yeah, there we go, sort of. I have no idea how this works. We mentioned the ornaments of the mind before, so it's always nice to reflect on some of the lovely things that we've done throughout our life, and that gives energy, because it gives sort of an intention what we're doing. And then, basically, it more or less takes care of itself. Just settle in, enjoy, you know, take the seatbelt off, so to speak, take hands off the wheel and just, you know, relax a bit. But then it becomes something different. So,
you know, we might plan to do a metta meditation. We might plan to do a breath meditation. We might plan something else. And part of the way through, it's like, yeah, this isn't really working. And that's where it gets interesting. You say, okay, well, what do I need? What do I need now? And we adjust the meditation to suit. So there's a lot of flexibility going on, but the flexibility is all based around, what do I need? What is the best thing to develop the stillness and the relaxation? Because, you know, intention's kind of a useful thing in the first half minute or so, and then pretty much is a bit of a waste of time. Because if we think, oh yes, I'm going to sit for half an hour and I'm going to do this and this and this, you're asking for misery. It's all about settling down. It's all about being in the space that you're happy to be in. And the meditation takes care of itself. Sometimes, it's, you know, a lot of people ask, how do I get rid of, you know, troublesome thoughts and feelings and, you know, habit patterns and things? And we need different things at different times. Sometimes we need a hug, basically. We need our mind to be more of a carer. We need to reflect a bit more that there's these things which are going on at the moment, and I need to give, you know, metaphorically, give myself a hug. But there's times that I might need more of a mentor figure, and where you can sit down and investigate and sort of think about things that are going on, things that are troubling, or how I can develop a bit further and all these things, and we can contemplate these a bit. And sometimes you need sort of a bit of a, you know, a doctor figure in yourself. What do I really need to improve my health? What do I really need right now to improve the meditation in the same way? Sort of as a health basis, healthy meditation, we could say. And sometimes, of course, you know, we need a bit of drill sergeant to sort of say, okay, calm down, this is what we're doing, focus. But the point is, the mind that kind of needs the hug does not need the drill sergeant. So we kind of have to adjust there. And that's what the meditation's really good for, particularly at the beginning, in building that relationship with ourselves. We can find out what we need. Does that kind of help?
Yes, thank you, Venerable.
Okay, anybody else got a question or something?
How do we overcome tiredness? Because I find tiredness stops my meditations quite a lot, because I don't sit somewhere where it's really comfy, because I go to sleep. Mm-hmm. So I tend to sit in a hard chair and then I find I don't get comfortable, so I stay awake for the meditation. How can I cope with the tiredness?
Ah, now that's really a good question. And the big important thing, really, that makes it tricky is sometimes we just need to sleep. If we've had a really, really busy day, it's kind of, our mind really sort of says, oh yes, this is very nice, and you know, we fall asleep. It wants to escape, it wants some downtime.
Yes, if I sit in the chair, I tend to go to sleep, yeah.
Yeah, so that actually can be very useful for the first, say, 10, 15 minutes, just to have a quiet nap. And then afterwards you can sort of bring that energy back. Another way of looking at it, though, is to bring energy into the mind at the beginning and to sort of bring up some inspiration, some uplift. So the real kind of point is, when you're meditating, how do you feel? Does your mind just want to switch off? Or does it just need a rest?
Basically, I just want to go to sleep.
So sometimes it's...
Thank you, Venerable.
You're welcome. Of course, sometimes it's really good as well just to if you have a weekend free or a day free, is to put aside that time for, say, a personal meditation retreat. You don't have to plan it or do anything else, but spend, you know, the first few hours of just really relaxing, settling in, sleep in, and then you get that nice sort of energy, and then going, oh yes, I feel like meditating. You know, this is really nice.
Yeah.
So it's kind of...
Yeah, I do meditate better during the school, yeah.
It's really all about what you need.
I do meditate better during school holidays and things like that,
Okay. Anybody else? Anybody else have any questions or anything they'd like to bring up?
I have one. How do you cope when you're really angry with somebody? Send them love and kindness, I suppose.
Yes and no, actually. Sending them loving kindness, if you can do it, yeah, absolutely, wonderful. But, you know, generating a loving kindness is a different thing altogether. If you're really frustrated with someone, it's kind of like, no, I don't want to be, I don't want to have loving kindness, you know, you just want to think about that person and what a ratbag they are. It depends, again, on the situation, is that sometimes you've just got all this energy, this frustration at what somebody said or somebody did. And it's sometimes good to see on, you know, to perhaps, I sort of mentioned the drill sergeant a bit, you know, earlier, sort of like saying, come on, let's focus. We've been thinking about this over and over and over and over and over. Let's, you know, get ourselves together a bit. So sometimes that works. It's different every time. So loving kindness is great ultimately, but you have to kind of set the foundations at the beginning for that loving kindness to arise. So depending on who that person who really makes you angry or frustrated, it depends on who it is as well and on the context. And I mentioned sort of having an inner mentor figure, somewhere you can sit down and think with, as they sort of say, have a conversation with yourself. And sort of investigate the nature of that relationship and how that frustration arose. So there's lots of different tools in there that you can use. And you can sort of say, well, perhaps the frustration might be a one-off, might be something that's been building up a long time. It's really good to understand how the frustration developed in the first place and how it built up, because it has triggers. It might even just be seeing the person, hearing the person. And then ultimately you can get yourself to that point where you can feel more calm. Because by giving kindness to yourself, you can give it to someone else, even if they make you angry, even if you really don't like them. Because what's very interesting in the situation is sometimes we can't give kindness to someone else because we can't give kindness to ourselves. We're sometimes frustrated and that causes tension. And that causes unhappiness in ourselves. So we just can't develop that kindness. So ironically, if somebody really frustrates you and makes you really angry, giving loving kindness to yourself and having a really good self-respect, really good comfort with yourself is very important. And that's kind of where you start, and then you can spread it. Does that help?
Thank you, Venerable, yes.
Okay. Just sort of over the clock here. Okay. We've got a few minutes left. I believe we normally finish at 8:30, is that correct? So if anybody... Oh.
Yeah, around 8:30, Venerable.
Okay. So if anybody has any last questions, otherwise perhaps we could finish up. Opportunity.
Anyone?
Huh?
everybody's having venerable.
Okay.
Yeah, so
thank you.
Yes, thank you for overcoming the technological hurdle of this evening.
I don't know how all this works. It's good fun.
My magic.
Yeah, so that was good, yeah. Thank you. And I'll have to go into the other room to see if I can still find that bit of happiness I left in there. I'm sure it is there somewhere. Yeah, so that was really great, Venerable. That was really good.
Huh. Well, thank you for having me.
No, thanks very much.
It's kind of interesting. I've been sort of...
See you tomorrow morning.
Oh, yeah, see you then.
Good night, everyone.
Goodbye.
Good
night.
Good
night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.